Josh Haskell's with ABC News, and he is, I believe, in Iowa this morning. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. 5 weeks from the caucus today, and January and even this week is shaping up to be very busy, as we have Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Chris Christie all in the state this week trying to get some last-minute events in before the new year. And then it'll be an all-out race to February 1st.
February 1st, and it's first in the nation, right? Does Iowa kick it all off?
Iowa does kick it all off. Many people debate, well, should Iowa kick it all off? Well, they're definitely part of the vetting process, as you can expect. Right now, still 13 candidates in the race after Lindsey Graham just dropped out. So you can expect few of those candidates to drop out either before or after Iowa. Mike Huckabee even has said if he doesn't place in the top three in Iowa, he's going to drop out of the race.
And things have been, the polls have been fluctuating a little bit recently. Trump fell out of first place in Iowa. Where do things stand right now?
Well, it's pretty clear that Trump and Cruz are co-front runners because Trump's been ahead in some polls. Cruz has been ahead in others. But Ted Cruz definitely has the momentum. And in a Des Moines Register poll taken earlier this month, he was up by 13 points, which is very significant, as that the pollster who does those polls is usually not too far off. Cruz has the evangelical vote in the state. And also in terms of ISIS, people like his strong language, carpet bombing, where I'm going to make the desert glow. That's something that appeals to many voters. And so it'll be interesting to see whether they choose someone like Trump, because he obviously has had the toughest talk on ISIS, or they want to go the route of someone like Cruz or Rubio, who talk a little bit more about their plans to handle ISIS and Syria.
Is the lack of plans starting to hurt Donald Trump? He's been a lot of talk about great people, great ideas, without a lot of substance necessarily behind them on some issues. Does he need to start coming out with more of an exact strategy to win people back?
Well, nationally, we're seeing that it's not hurting Trump because he has huge leads in pretty much every national poll. But in Iowa, definitely that is something that you hear from voters daily. You know, I like him. I like his tough talk. He always has a microphone in front of him. And, you know, we need someone with that type of confidence. But then they say, I'm not exactly sure where he stands or what he would do and what his plans are. You also hear that, you know, some people are just kind of sick and tired of what he's doing to the Republican Party. So as you look big picture at the conventions, that, you know, especially establishment Republicans, that's something that they are upset about is, you know, is he the future of our party? Is this someone we want to put forward? And so people are really asking themselves that right now. And I think in Iowa, that's a question that voters say, hey, we're the first to vote. We don't want to put someone forward that's going to go nowhere after the early states. They want to put someone forward who's going to win the nomination.
Well, Josh, you mentioned that nationwide, Trump's polls, he's got a commanding lead. In Iowa, he's maybe struggling a little bit right now. How much of a difference does that make? If he's leading by a lot nationally but loses Iowa, what kind of momentum shift will that create?
Well, Trump's campaign is all about winning. So it seems for him and his team, it'd be scary to lose the first in the nation state and to see the way that he would react and talk to New Hampshire voters. Our guess is that he would probably bash Iowa to New Hampshire, which would make them happy because there's obviously some competition there. But an angry Trump who's losing or who hasn't done well in a poll or two, if you look at what he's done in the past, he's taken it out on Iowa voters. When Ben Carson surged ahead in two polls, he turned to the voters of Iowa and said, can you believe this crap? And he was talking about Ben Carson's story growing up. So, you know, it's who knows what would happen if he lost, but it's true that a win for Trump in Iowa is becoming a must-win situation.
And there was a lot of momentum for Dr. Ben Carson for a while there. Has he just kind of fallen completely off the edge?
It feels like his campaign has definitely gotten very quiet. He is doing some internal restructuring right now. We don't know if that means getting rid of his campaign manager, getting rid of some staff or advisors, but it is clear that he knows Americans are worried about his foreign policy experience and whether he'll be tough enough. It's not something that he's worried about, but over the holidays, as all candidates do, they're thinking about what their next moves are. It's a time to reflect. I mean, think about it. Many of these candidates have been on the road nonstop for the last 6 months. So yeah. I'm sure that's something that Ben Carson is doing.
Josh Haskell from ABC News. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Josh.